Paws, Noses and People, A History of Dogs for the Disabled and the Development of Assistance Dogs in the UK by Dick Lane.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Acknowledgements. I would like to thank Benita Bergin, Rosemary Smith, George Nunes, Bruce Jones, Sheila Sills, Anne Greenwood, Wendy Morell, Jenny Donnelly Thompson, Wendy Robinson, Angela Healy. Also, all those who gave their time for interviews and dog reports to help in the book's production. M1 Photophile, Banbury Guardian, Colan, All for Photos. Any errors of fact or opinion are mine, and in no way the fault of the many contributors who in various ways have made this book possible. Dick Lane, MSc, FRCVS, Vice President, Dogs for the Disabled, York, England. Introduction. It is now over 25 years since the first assistance dog was trained in Great Britain for a lady with the disability of being a double amputee. Based on my personal memories, interviews with people who have used dogs, and from the detailed minutes kept by the charity Dogs for the Disabled, which is at the heart of this book, the story evolves of how dogs have been used in many helping ways, far beyond the hopes of Francis Hay, who founded the first charity in England to train such a specialist dog. On a quiet afternoon in 1991...